Hi, this is Lucille Sorella, and I'm here again with Alice Kim. So we've been talking a lot about fashion, clothes, and style here in the Ultimate M Femme Fashion Guide, but now we're going to go beyond that and talk about the bigger picture of image, including the nonverbal and verbal components of image. So, Alice, what is nonverbal communication and why is it important?
In the last interview, we discussed image more or less in terms of the first impression you project through how you dress. Nonverbal communication is the second component of image that's just as important, if not more critical, to your overall presentation. It involves all of your body language and mannerisms that doesn't involve actual speaking, but does still include the pitch and tone of your voice. So remember on the last interview, I spoke about how 55% of your communication comes from appearance and body language, right? Well, your tone of your voice adds another 38% to that overall image. So put together, that comprises 93% of the total impression you give off from body language, posture, and tone of voice. And interestingly, what you actually say, in other words, the actual words you actually say, it only counts for the remaining 7% of your overall image. So from this statistic, you can already clearly see how hugely important it is to work on your image and not necessarily be so concerned about being the most articulate person in the room.
And can you just expand a little bit more on why all of these components of image are particularly important for TG women?
Sure. So last time in the first interview, we talked about how, as far as first impressions go, how as TG women, it could send off some vibes that something is a little off. So this is really especially important for TG women more than anything because you've got lots of things to consider when you want to come across as female. So this includes the tone of your voice and your feminine mannerism, you know, everything about that, the way you stand, the way you talk, the way you sit, you know, it's just, the list goes on and on.
So let's just talk about a few quick ways that TG women can improve their nonverbal communication.
You need to ask people, especially genetic female friends, for honest feedback. But, you know, oftentimes your friends or family members have a really hard time being completely honest with you in fear of either offending you or hurting your feelings. That's why I think that if you can, you should get objective feedback, preferably from a professional. Now, it might be a little uncomfortable to learn about areas that you need to improve upon, but that's the whole point, I think. You want to identify your weaknesses so that you can spend your time focusing on strengthening them. Even if it may seem a little overwhelming at first, any effort you make in taking the necessary steps to improve your image will result in that much success, and that'll give you the confidence to want to continue to follow through with your efforts.
And speaking about nonverbal communication, I just want to highlight the importance of posture here really quickly because obviously the way that you hold your body is going to, first of all, it's going to have a really dramatic effect on how your clothes look. And there's really no point in wearing expensive clothes and expensive shoes if you're not going to present them in the best possible way. But beyond that, posture is a major component of nonverbal communication, and it tells people how you feel and how confident you are. And having feminine posture, of course, is very important. Did you have anything to add to that?
You know, most people who lack self-confidence always have the telltale signs in their posture, and that's the defensive posture, such as folding your arms, crossing your legs, and, you know, again, not standing or sitting straight up with your spine erect and your chest open. I think that for TG women, being self-conscious about your feminine mannerisms can also add to the non-confident body language that we're talking about.
Definitely, and I think we all know how important it is to project the confident image because no matter what you look like, if you are not projecting a confident image, people are going to pick up on that, and they're going to almost subconsciously feel that you have something to hide or that you just don't feel confident about yourself. So confidence is a major component of passing and just being accepted for who you are. A couple other things that I just thought I'd throw in here about projecting an image of confidence besides posture is also the condition that you keep your clothes in and just grooming in general. If you ever noticed really people that have a very unconfident air to them, a lot of times it looks like they don't care about themselves, so they don't take good care of themselves. Did you have any other tips, Alice, that you could share for other nonverbal ways to project the image of confidence?
Well, the first thing I do want to say, with all the things that you've mentioned so far, which seems like a lot, but, you know, those are very true and we all need to work on it, is you just need to practice, and do more practice. I would like to recommend that if you have a video camera, it would be excellent to watch yourself being taped while speaking, sitting, standing, and interacting with others. You know, I've actually started doing that myself lately, and boy, has it been hard to watch. But I'm so glad that I'm doing this because it's really given me a firsthand view of how I look and sound the way others see me. You know how you always get surprised at how your voice sounds when you hear it recorded? Well, it's the same thing when you watch yourself on video, except it's even more painful but just as well, even more eye-opening. So self-awareness, I think, you know, watching yourself through video or whatnot is the key to developing yourself. You don't really have to do that, but it does help. But I do still recommend that you always become aware of, you know, how you're acting, how you're behaving, how you're speaking, and also be very tuned into the feedback that others give you. It might not have to be verbally, but you can pick it right up from their body language as well.
I just wanted to go back and say that I'm glad that you mentioned that piece about recording yourself with the video. And really what it comes down to, I think, is self-awareness, really accepting where you are, what you need to work on, and also what your strengths are in building from that. It is an uncomfortable process when you see yourself and you get totally freaked out by what you see in the video. And I'm speaking for myself here. It's the same thing. We all have this. But that knowledge and that self-awareness is so valuable. And if you could just really accept yourself where you're at and, you know, appreciate and love yourself where you're at and have a very clear picture of where you're at and where you want to go, that right there is the best avenue for making positive changes.
That's it. You summed it up. I mean, that's really the key to basically all areas of your life is to be self-aware and to accept yourself as who you are.
Definitely. And accepting, you know, the journey, that it is a journey and that you will never be perfect and you're always going to be evolving and changing and improving, but truly accepting and loving yourself where you're at and then just constantly improving yourself. So let's talk a little bit about sexiness. There's some women that just have this certain something that makes them sexy no matter what they look like or what they're wearing. And obviously, sexiness is an important part of being a female. So what are some of the nonverbal ways that you can recommend, Alice, to projecting an image of sexiness?
So sexiness, you know, this goes straight back to confidence again. Sexiness is not so much an external quality, but it's really, when you get down to it, it's a state of mind. I think sexiness is really an inner game that can be enhanced through clothing, makeup, what have you, but not necessarily the other way around. So some ways to project sexiness beyond your inner confidence externally, I think, is first to smile a lot. Smiling says that you're comfortable with and enjoy being you, and this, again, goes back to the whole accepting and loving and caring for yourself. I really think that there's nothing sexier than a beautiful smile, and I believe that all smiles are beautiful, so it's really an easy thing to do. Also, since sexiness is about holding yourself in high esteem, you know, again, never hold a defensive position such as slumping your shoulders or crossing your legs, fidgeting, and always maintain an open position with your heart facing upward and out, especially if you're interacting with another person or group. I think that's really crucial because I believe that sexiness is also about, because you are so confident in yourself and you accept yourself, that you are then just as open to interacting with other people and letting others enter into your world.
I think you're absolutely right about the smiling part. And facial expressions just in general are so important because your face really communicates how you feel. So, you know, if you're feeling nervous or have this sort of downturned expression on your face, people are really, really going to pick up on that. So just a little reminder to everybody listening to this call is to be very aware of what you're doing with your face and holding your face. And even those neutral positions, what might just feel like a neutral facial expression to you when you're just going about doing your business may actually look sour or may actually look like you're negative or mad. So it's important to really be conscious of that and be conscious and wear a pleasant expression on your face and smile a lot.
Yeah, and you know, and also when you smile at someone, that person is bound to smile back at you. instantly opens a communication channel.
So let's talk a little bit about manners. Manners are not really a popular subject these days, but there's nothing worse than seeing a beautiful woman who acts rude or talks like a truck driver. And I think you see this more and more these days, becoming more and more common, but I really believe that bad manners can ruin an otherwise good image. What are some of the common manner mistakes you see women make, Alice, that TG girls need to avoid?
Yeah, so Lucille, you're right in that bad manners will certainly ruin an otherwise good image. You know, this all comes back to the image and your nonverbal communication being congruent to each other. So what happens is that if you're otherwise very beautifully dressed and looking good and stylish and very pleasant to look at, and then all of a sudden you open your mouth and then all of a sudden all these curse words come out of there, there's no congruence anymore and people are going to be very confused and they'll be turned off because all of a sudden they see this picture that they've painted of you, of this very pleasant looking person, and they'd probably want to get to know you, and then they see you mouth off like that and they will certainly get, you know, be in for a big surprise. So that's completely right about what you just said. Some of the common manner mistakes that I see women make that TG girls should definitely avoid are, first of all, like I just said, potty mouth. Stop cursing. You know, it's so hard these days. And, you know, in our society, days and time where casualness is so rampant, and that includes now kind of the casualness of speech, and people just think that they can just throw in all these, you know, these negative words and think it's okay and acceptable, but it's really not. In fact, if you actually use nice, pleasant words and appropriate words in your language, people will really take notice of you because it's so hard to find these days, you know what I mean? So I think that's a really good point. The other one is, you know, just about your attitude, about being rude, especially, you know, when you go to places like public place like restaurants, being rude to waiters or servers or things like that, really not acceptable. If you want to build a good character, it's very, very questionable once people see you act this way to really believe that you have, you know, the whole package, the image and, you know, your nonverbal communications. It's just very, very confusing and off-putting. And I guess, you know, put off the diva act. I think that it would be fine if you're a drag queen on stage or if you're an actual diva, but, you know, chances are that that's not the case. And I think that we should leave the diva act just to the bona fide divas out there.
Yes, good point. Definitely congruency is so important. Having an image that matches with the words that come out of your mouth and your behavior. And I definitely think that ladylike behavior is a lost art. So, again, I think that genetic women can actually learn from TG women. And, you know, I would love to see the women that are listening to this call take it on themselves to be role models for genetic women who have forgotten some of these basics of how to be a lady. So
yes, I'm begging you to please do that because genetic women like us, we need help too.
Speaking of ladylike behavior and grace, can you name some examples of famous women who not only have great style, but also project that image of confidence, sexiness, and grace that we've been talking about?
Sure, but before I talk about that, I do want to make a point about celebrity women now in Hollywood. You know, a lot of these young starlets, they really are not very positive examples of, I think, what a role model of confidence, sexiness, and grace should be like. So I'm going to go back because I'm really finding a dearth of some good examples now, but, you know, the older generation, you know, people like Jackie O, Grace Kelly, Audrey Hepburn, I think those women are really great, noble examples of people who have great style but also project that kind of confident, sexy, graceful image. Currently, Michelle Obama is actually a great example of this because she is somebody that I think that TG women can relate to in terms of her figure. She tends to be a little bit more muscular. She's very toned and on the taller side, but she's also able to use that physique to work for her by having really great style and choosing clothes that work well for her. And, of course, she's also very graceful and confident, as any first lady should be.
I agree with you. And two modern celebrities that come to mind to me as having a combination of style and class are Kate Blanchett and Natalie Portman.
So, yeah, you know, actually, I'm really glad you brought those names up, because I believe I spoke about Kate Blanchett in the last interview. And thinking of her, the adjective that always comes up is noble and also very respectable and dignified. You know, she really has that air about her in all areas, where not only just the way she dresses, which is always regal and elegant, but in also the way that she speaks and holds herself.
Yes, I like that word, dignified. I think that's a very good aim to shoot for all TG women. Class, dignity, ladylike, and respectable. Those are very good qualities that are just as important as being beautiful, feminine, and fashionable.
Well, and that's the thing about, you know, to talk about Kate Blanchett again, that's the thing about her, because if you really look at her, she's not really an ideal Hollywood-crafted beauty, but yet all those qualities that she has makes her just such a very confident and sexy woman.
Yeah, and very beautiful. She's beautiful
absolutely.
Inside and out.
Yes, so I think that those women are all very, very good and qualified examples of women that are feminine, confident, and classy.
So how can we learn from these women?
Lucille, again, I'm going to go back to the whole thing about the inner game. Also, you have to understand that, and this is really the comforting part of this, I think, that when you look at these women, right, in all likelihood, they probably weren't born this way. I'm sure that they worked really hard on their image, but, you know, we don't obviously see that because we only see the result. But I'm pretty sure they worked very, very hard on self-development, self-improvement for them to be where they are. So the takeaway for this is that you can take comfort in the fact that in all likelihood that nobody is born this way, and that whoever wants to be this way has to work on themselves just like you or me.
Before we wrap up here, Ellis, could you leave us with any last words or parting advice, summing up all the immense information we've covered here in the Ultimate N Femme Fashion Guide?
Yes, Lucille, we've covered a lot of information in this fashion guide, and it's going to take some time for you to digest and start practicing all this good stuff that's in here. But, you know, like I just said, just take one step at a time, be positive, but more than anything, really work on, you know, just being a friend to yourself and being very aware of who you are as a person. Love and care for yourself. And from that, you can take all the steps that you need that's going to help you become even more confident.
Yeah.
And really be that feminine, confident, classy woman that you are meant to be.
Yes, those are excellent points that you just made, Alice. And I just want to thank you for all the information that you've shared with us in this interview and in this entire program. I know that our listeners have a lot to learn from you.
Lucille, it's been a great pleasure to work with you, and I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be able to share my expertise with your audience.
And I just want to thank everybody for listening in to this call, and thank you for your participation in the Ultimate N Femme Fashion Guide. Alice and I wish you a lot of luck and a lot of success in your feminine journey.